We're joined now by the number 16 FreightAuctions.com Toyota team that just won its third race of the season. We have owner Shiggy Hattori, driver Brett Moffitt, and crew chief Scott Zipadelli. We'll open it up for questions. Chris Knight.
Shiggy, you're here. Is this better? Is this better than Atlanta?
Well, it feels a little different. Atlanta was our first win, but still feel really good. Always win.
Nothing's gonna top Iowa. It was being Father's Day weekend, having my father there, and but this is awesome. You know, from not knowing if we were even gonna come here Tuesday to sitting in Victory Lane and being able to deliver Freight Auctions their first win, and just I mean the support we have and the determination we have, and Scott and all the guys and everything TRD and Toyota and Mark Conquest and JGR Engines. You know, we're the lone wolf on the engine deal, and they really tried to screw with us on restarts tonight, and it got me a little hot, but it is what it is, and we're the ones in Victory Lane.
All right, Lee.
John Hunter really had command of that race, but you were catching him. What went through your mind when you saw the truck just absolutely slow down?
I had a really good run on him down the front stretch, and I don't know if he had started blowing up or not. But I kind of committed to a move of kind of like what Noah Gregson did to me at Iowa, where I was going to drive in on the bottom and hold it wide open and try to cut off his run. And then as soon as I dove in there, the spotter mentioned that I was clear by two and then three, and then he's like, something's wrong, just back it down, take it easy, no one else is coming. So it worked out really well for us, and we've certainly lost a few races I think we should have won this year due to racing circumstances, and that's why he raced the checkered flag.
Yep, Eric Young with superspeedway.com. Where are you guys at going forward from this point for the season as far as sponsorship and being able to come back another week?
I believe we're good for next week, Kentucky. And then I know we still have Bristol, Eldora, and Homestead open. So that's more in Shiggy's department, but we're working hard at it, and we appreciate all the support that everyone's given us through the media and through social media, and I believe it's because of you guys that something pulled together. So it all means a lot to us.
Bob Pockris,
ESPN. Really, for anybody who wants to take it, I know it'd be distasteful to start and park, but has that gone through your mind at all just to get to the playoffs?
We have discussed many, many scenarios. That was probably the least favorable one. But at the end of the day, there was probably a good chance that we would have to do something like that. It's never good to be in a position where you don't know if you're going to go race or you had the funding for this week or next week. But we did talk about that. Unfortunately, or gratefully, we didn't have to make the decision because Freight Auctions came on late Tuesday afternoon, and then we just went to get to wrap on it and get here. So I hope we don't have to have that conversation again.
Any more questions? Chris, again.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely, every win definitely help. And we're working really hard finding more money. But you know, again, we're talking different way. You know, but it's tough. And we're a really good team. We did right, keep going. So, but definitely, he's a really good driver and a good race, and definitely that's a big help for sponsor. Well, actually, you know, Homestead, we I found a new sponsor, so then getting close and close every week. So
I didn't see you.
You're too late. Tall. Shiggy, can you just kind of discuss the momentum this team has compared to last year? I mean, it just everybody just seems to be on a high.
Well, I mean, compare last year to this year. You know, last year, you know, we had good people, and Scott joined our team. But, you know, last year we were really close to win, so then we got really nice data. So then definitely Brett is a good driver, and he helped the entire team. So then people motivation so high now. That's a big help, I think.
Eric, yep.
Brett, do you think you've got what you need to get the championship this year?
Hell yeah. I got Shiggy, who's a great owner, and he put the right people in places, you know, starting with Mike Creechy and Scott Zipadelli, and I don't see a weakness in our team at all. Everyone is so motivated, and everything we've had to deal with that's been a little bit of a distraction, just getting to the racetrack. I think once we fix that part, we're only going to get better and better. And, you know, these guys do a great job of shutting all that off and just focusing on the race truck. And that's why we can still go to victory lane even with this much of a distraction. So I think if we fix that end, we're going to get better and better.
Any more questions for our winning team? One more.
Brett, do you guys kind of feel like you're driving with a chip on your shoulder as a team to kind of prove things to people?
I'll repeat, hell yeah. We're a little team, and you know, we don't have the most stuff. We are the lone JGR Mark Conquest engine, so we're the only true Toyota out there. And, you know, to go out there and week in and week out, there was maybe one race this season where I truly felt like we didn't have a race-winning race truck. And every other week, I feel like we have been capable of winning that week. And that one race was a short track, and then we go to Iowa and Gateway. We fixed that problem, and we had a really fast Tundra there. So, you know, I think we worked together very, very well. And we do have a chip on our shoulder, but we're trying to prove something, and I think we're going to.
One more question from Jerry Jordan.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Brett, most drivers who have three wins under their belts are with teams that are well-funded. I've been to your shop. Y'all have a nice shop. You have nice equipment and a lot of heart. For you as a driver, you mentioned the distractions. But how do you put that aside and drive when, like, earlier this week we did a story at Kicking that you guys, we were starting off, y'all weren't going to be here, and then we found out that, you know, later in the day that you were going to be here. So how are you from week to week able to digest that?
You know, I think you got to put on your business cap Monday through Wednesday, and the second we hit the plane, and, you know, fortunately we were going to Chicago, and we were going to race, and we were going to do it 100%. You just got to turn it off. You know, at Gateway, same thing. When you get to the racetrack, you got to turn it off, and that's where everyone's focus is so good on this race team. Scott and all the crew guys, they're able to do that, and they're able to still put all their heart in it and all their hard work in it. And if I wasn't able to do that, I'd be letting them down. So I can't let that distract me from doing my job either.
All right. Thank you for your time, guys, and congratulations on the win.